Welcome to episode 6 of the Writing and Publishing Erotica podcast with Athena Chills and
HK Kiting.
And in episode 6, we're going to talk about goal setting. There, we have a goal for this episode. And before we get started, I'd like to remind you to check out sexyfic.com for lots of good sexy fiction. Subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to our email newsletter, and pick up a book there while you're at it. Stop by iTunes and leave us a review. We'd love to hear your comments or suggestions at sexyfic@gmail.com. And now, what's the goal for the day?
Athena, I challenge you to write a huge novel of 300,000 words. Today.
Today?
Yeah, by this afternoon.
Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there is a tendency for people, they tend to underestimate how much they can do long-term and overestimate how they can do short-term.
Yeah. 300,000 words, a lot of people would say they could never do that. That's a crazy amount of words.
Write 1,000 words a day, and in less than a year, you're going to have 300,000 words.
Probably about 365,000 words.
If you do a full year.
That's a huge, huge book. Or a trilogy, if you even wanted to count it that way.
Yeah, they say that an average novel is 80 to 100,000 words. So in a year's time, you could foreseeably have 3 novels. A specific example, a classic novel, Brave New World, has 64,531 words. You could write that in 3 months.
Of course, that's not counting the time taken for editing, cleaning up, and revising, but at least you'd have a finished rough draft in that amount of time, which is the majority of the work involved. Getting the work down, whether it's good or bad, is always the hardest part. Cleaning it up, that's usually a little bit easier, even if it may take longer, but it's not usually as hard as getting the story out.
That's why I've set 3 months for Brave New World, because you got 64 days to write all the words, and then several weeks to clean it up, ready to publish in 3 months.
Yep. Or even if it takes longer than that, at least you've got a finished novel that's not so good to fix up, clean up, and if it takes a couple of months to edit it, well, that's okay too. At least it's done. I've never read Brave New World. Have you?
I have. It's excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
Lots of sex?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Okay, it was on, more than a little.
I know that was on a lot of banned book lists at one time.
I can see why. For the time, it was probably pretty racy.
For the time. Yeah, things have changed. Okay, one way to set goals is to be very specific about your goals. If your goal is 1,000 words a day, well, that's good. Does that count weekends? Holidays? Last episode, we mentioned NaNoWriMo, which takes place usually in November. And anytime you hear anybody talk about NaNoWriMo, they'll mention that, hey, that's when Thanksgiving is in November. Do the day's totals count for Thanksgiving too? And technically, yes, they do. But be specific about what your 1,000 words a day means. Is that 7,000 words a week? 5,000 words a week? Or is it, you know, every single day in and out with no breaks? Well, I don't know. That one's up to you. You can only decide that sort of thing.
My personal schedule, I was going for 1,000 words every single day. And I got tired of that, and I decided I need the weekends off. So what I'm doing now, I get up in the morning, crank out 1,000 words as the definitive goal, then take a little break, then I'll come back, and I'll pump out another 250 to 500 words, 5 days a week, and it comes out to close to 7,000 words a week. So it's the end result is the same, but the important thing there is to remember just whatever works for you to keep it regular, keep the words pumping out.
The important thing there is to be consistent all the time, whatever your schedule is, 5 days a week, 7 days a week, 1 day a week even, do it consistently. Don't break it up. Don't take breaks. Okay, so you've got your goals. You want to get a novel done in 3 months, or you want to get one done in a year, or if you're really enthusiastic about it, do it in 1 month. Whatever. Different goals for different people. The problem is, so many people that we talk to say, I want to be a writer someday. And like we talked about in the previous episode, what are you waiting for? Sit down and start writing. 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, whatever. And the most common Most common excuse for not doing that is?
Lack of time.
I don't have time. My kids keep me busy. My jobs keep me busy. My wife or husband or whatever keeps me busy. I don't have time.
Those are all legitimate reasons. Nothing wrong with spending time on those things. Nothing wrong with spending time on other hobbies that you feel are important to you. But there's other things like, maybe television. How much television did you watch last night? Maybe you could skip that episode of Dancing with the Stars or Honey Boo Boo or whatever you're watching. Maybe you could record the show, compress it down, instead of sitting there watching all those commercials. Watch the show in 40 minutes. Spend that extra 20 minutes writing.
I'm sorry, what? You lost me after I heard the words Honey Boo Boo. Is that still on?
It is, I think.
No, oh, that makes my head hurt. Wow. But yeah, the reason you aren't writing, if you don't have time to write, is because you have other priorities. And as crazy as it sounds, maybe you put a higher priority on watching Honey Boo Boo or Dancing with the Stars than you do your own writing.
What level of Candy Crush are you on? Do you play a lot of video games? Maybe a little less video games. You could play just a little a day. Just play it on one day a week. Spend those other times writing.
Yeah, but if you don't play Candy Crush every day, the little spinner dial gets away from you. You lose all those freebies.
So play for 20 minutes a day instead of an hour a day. Just a suggestion. There are ways to find time for most people if you really look at it. And you even mentioned your spouse takes a lot of time. You have to spend quality time with the children, with the spouse. Maybe together you could write, say, for an hour. I'll sit over here and write, and you, the spouse, or you, the child, will sit over here and draw or write also. Maybe negotiate something with the people in your life.
And I think probably for the majority of people listening, that is dreaming.
Yeah. It's worth a try. These are just suggestions.
Probably something we'll want to talk about in a future podcast would be when your spouse does not support you in writing. Or they think, oh, that writing stuff is just stupid. You're wasting your time. And I think that's probably a lot more common than being willing to write with you. But if you can get your husband or wife to work with you and write their own stories, or even possibly collaborate, well, go for it. After all, the point of this podcast, we're talking about erotica here. Well, research, people. Wow. Okay, so, yeah, you got to be able to give up something. Set your priorities. If writing is a priority, you will find time for it. If writing's not a priority, you will find a way to procrastinate it. Okay, so there are many, many good podcasts out there other than this one about time management, scheduling yourself, and we're not going to get into all that stuff here, but write something. Write something today.
We dare you.
Let's check the mailbag.
Oh, wait, it's empty again?
It's still empty. Come on, guys, send us an email. Let us know what you'd like to hear more about. Tell us where we're going wrong, what we're doing great. Ask us a question. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a lot of good, interesting topics coming up in the near future. Stuff like grammar. Is it important? What writing tools do we use? How to create good characters? How to create good cover art? All these are on the list and coming soon. But if there's something you'd like to hear right away, let us know. We can fit it in there.
And again, that email address is sexyfic@gmail.com. sexyfic@gmail.com.
sexyfic@gmail.com. Okay, so again, one more time with that email address. If you've got a question, comment, or remark, send it to sexyfic@gmail.com. Also, want to point out that we're both on Twitter. I am the little @ Athena Chills on Twitter.
And I am @HKKiting at Twitter.
Yeah, just put the little @ and then HKKiting or
HKKiting, yes.
Or Athena Chills and follow us on Twitter. There is also a SexyFic on Twitter, @SexyFic. We'll cover both of our book releases. Okay, see you next week.